armed struggle.
But in the labour movement.
Yeah, the armed struggle always had the potential to raise hackles in the labour movement. Because the Labour Party, as you know, is a party that pretends to government. And as such sees itself as a legitimate political movement, and one that that rules by law rather than by violence. And can't be seen to condone violence elsewhere as a means of achieving a result. However, the anti-apartheid movement also was consistent in sticking by what were the objectives of the people with whom we were associated in South Africa and elsewhere. And it was a long time before that that the ANC, for example, had committed itself to military activity as well. And the people in the Labour Party who knew about these things, the people in the trade union movement who knew about these things, also knew that. So they knew that that in supporting calls for direct action, the anti-apartheid movement was not deviating from a position of support for the ANC and for at various different times, various different bodies in southern Africa, and that they weren't asking the labour movement to condone violence as a blanket. And what they were saying was, look, the way forward is the way the people in the country themselves wish to move, and the way people wish to move is not just Albert Luthuli and peaceful progress, but it's Umkhonto Wesizwe as well. And I think people were prepared to accept that we were not in that situation, and that we had to acknowledge that people who were in that situation would have to find means other than straight political means, because straight political means weren't at their disposal.
And do you think people accepted that we should be supporting what people in the country wanted, and they accepted the ANC as the voice, as the mouthpiece of the people?
It took time for them to understand that. It's a difficult concept for people whose horizons are their own trade union or something like that. But no, they got to understand it, and once they did understand it and they accepted it as something that was not necessarily the way they would wish to go, but something that other people had no choice about.
Yeah.